Welcome to the KPFA-LSB meeting for Saturday, July 16th, 2022. I'm going to call the meeting to order now and ask that, is Fred here? I was going to ask Fred to read the group agreements he was going to read for us.
I don't see Fred here.
Okay.
Okay, I'm here.
No, Fred Dodsworth. Sorry, Fred Cook.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought Fred was going to read the group agreement, so I wasn't ready for that. So please hold on just one moment. I believe I have a copy in the other room, so I will be right back, unless you want to read them, Carol.
Okay, I'll start.
Okay.
For purposes of sound quality and clear communication without interruptions, participants are asked to mute themselves during KPFA-LSB online meetings, and the chair or host will recognize one person at a time to unmute themselves and speak. Board members on the phone can mute and unmute themselves by pressing *6. The use of the Zoom chat is reserved for LSB members only so that board members are able to process board business without distraction. We look forward to hearing from members of the public during public comments time. Board members wishing to be called on during the meeting are asked to raise hand by clicking on the participant button at the bottom of the screen and then clicking on the raise hand button on the right, or to press *9 on the phone. Board members will be called on by staff. LSB board members shall use chat to submit written motions to the LSB secretary. Board members online may vote by Zoom raise hand, or by roll call, or by email with a code when needed. The LSB meeting and email agreements audio recording of the meetings is available at kpftx.org. No video recording is permitted at KPFA LSB meetings. Speak with each other respectful using comfortable volumes. Focus on facts, issues, and proposals, no name calling or personal insults. Use attribution of sources and documentation when making statements or assumptions about other people or groups. Listen to each other with care. Honor the agenda and timeline, including staying on topic, following group procedures, and respecting the directions of the chair, facilitators, timekeepers, and people taking staff during meetings. Raise hands. To be recognized by the facilitator, honor individual time allocations per share and finish up when agreed upon time is over. Each person's time may be used for comments or questions with answers included in the time. Honor board confidentiality. KPFA local station board members are required to keep all job performance information related to KPFA management, paid and unpaid staff, and volunteers confidential, to be shared only within closed session. Local station board meetings. If a situation arises when a participant is not willing to honor the above agreements, after the agreements are brought to their attention, that person may be asked to leave the meeting, muted, or removed from the meeting. Okay, so that's it, Christina.
Okay, thank you.
I just wanted to say that this is July 16th, 2022, and this is a KPFA local station board town hall meeting that will also be followed by a delegate assembly, a possible executive session, and a regular meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. And would you please take roll call?
Roll call, Adisa Armand.
Present.
Adisa, present. Aki Tanaka.
Here.
Aki, present. Andrea Turner.
Present.
Andrea, present. Brian Crowell.
Here.
Brian, here. Carol Wolfley, I'm here. Catherine Tuktokin.
Here.
Catherine, here. Brian, I'm sorry, Chris Corey.
Chris Corey's having some trouble with his computer, he said. He's going to be a little bit late, but he said he'd be here.
Good. Thank you, Christina. Sure. Christina Huggins.
Here.
Christina Huggins here. Christine Pepin, I believe, asked for an excused absence.
Yes.
Daniel Borgstrom.
Daniel, present.
Daniel, present. Darlene Pagano.
Present.
Darlene, present. Donald Goldmacher. Donald.
Well, Donald said that he might be late as well.
Okay. we'll come back. Frank Sterling. I saw his name.
Yeah, Frank. I'm here. Just took me a minute to unmute.
Thank you, Frank. Frank is here. Fred Dodsworth. Okay, we'll check it later. Elizabeth Milos.
I'm here.
Elizabeth here. James McFadden.
Here.
James here. Janine Etter. Okay. Leslie Howard.
Present.
Leslie present. Lily Kimura.
Here.
Lily here. Mark Van Landwit. Zach Caltier.
Present.
Zach present. Philip Maldari.
I'm here.
Philip here. Sherry Gendelman.
Present.
Sherry here, present. Donald, I'm sorry, Tom Voorhees.
Tom is here.
Tom here. I'm going to go back. Chris Corey.
Okay. As I said he might be late because he's having trouble with his computer.
Yeah. Donald Goldmacher. Janine Etter. Mark Van Landwit. Okay. I move that we do have quorum, and I move that we accept the excused absence of Christine Pepin.
Do I have a second?
I second.
Is there any objection?
Is there any objection?
That objection is approved.
Without objection, the excused absence is approved. And we'll move forward now. So everybody received the agenda. Do I have a motion to accept the agenda?
So moved.
No, I oppose.
Do I have a second?
I oppose.
I heard you say oppose. Could you please wait a minute? We're still, do I have a second?
I have a second.
Thank you. And are there any amendments to the agenda?
Yes.
Yes.
I make a motion to postpone or reschedule the town hall meeting, given that there doesn't appear to have been proper notification via any carts or announcements on the air. LSB members received notification of this town hall only 2 days ago, and no explanation has been given as to the subject of the town hall and who's organizing it. If only 4 members of the CAB have been involved in organizing this, then this also is a violation of the PMB decision because the actual CAB members is larger than just the 4 initially voted.
Actually, March 19th. You're not, you're motivating your motion before it's been seconded.
Okay.
I second the motion.
Okay.
Point of information, Christina.
Yes.
Would you introduce the parliamentarian?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, this is David Shapiro. He's a registered parliamentarian here to advise us to keep us on the straight and narrow. So we'll take a vote on the amendment to the motion. And James, did you want to say something?
Yeah, I second the motion.
Right. We got your second. Okay. Now, would you please put your motion in the chat?
Amend the agenda. We only have the agenda pending.
Yes, the motion is in the chat and already.
Okay.
What's the town hall meeting? This meeting?
Yes.
Okay, that would be a motion to adjourn to another day, to another time.
Okay, that would be a motion to adjourn to another time for the town hall.
Point of information?
Yes.
While this motion has been made, do we wait on any other changes to the agenda?
Yes, you can only have one motion on the floor.
Okay, so I'll have another one at the end.
So, another date.
Okay, so are you moving to set another date, Elizabeth?
Well, I move that the date be set by the entire CAB members who have been voted in and who are supposed to be there, not only the four.
Okay, we're not going to have argumentative right now. Right now, the motion is on the floor. So.
Yes, for next meeting. Yes, for next meeting. Yes.
Okay, so we will be voting on the motion to amend to adjourn.
Christina.
No, I'm not asking for adjournment of the meeting.
I'm asking to adjourn the town hall.
Oh, correct.
Point of order.
Go ahead.
I want to check in with the parliamentarian because the town hall is only a portion of this meeting. This is an LSB meeting that is a town hall, and then the meeting also will include a delegate assembly, an executive session, and a regular meeting. So Right. The town hall is a portion of this meeting.
Right.
Okay.
And she's doing my understanding of the amendment.
Okay. She wants to strike out item four.
Yeah, she wants to strike out item four, is my understanding.
Not a motion to adjourn. It's an amendment.
Okay. Yeah. It's an amendment to,
the agenda.
To the agenda. So we're going to vote on it.
Strike out item four.
To strike out item four. So, would you take roll call on this, please, Carol? On the amendment to the motion.
To the agenda.
To the agenda. I'm sorry.
Okay. So we're taking, this is on the amendment.
Yeah. Say the question is, shall we strike out item four?
Right. The question is, shall we strike out item four on the agenda?
Yeah.
That is the question. So go ahead and take roll call.
Well, I'm so sorry. I'm seeing a motion written in the chat. Mm-hmm. Make a motion to postpone and reschedule the town hall meeting given that is that the motion or is the motion?
Your amendment to the agenda is to strike out item four, right?
So Elizabeth, your amendment to the agenda is to strike out item four. Is that correct?
The amendment is to strike out item four, but not including the public comment. The public comment is normally set.
That has nothing to do with the town hall.
Okay. Well, yes, item four, correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's not in the chat. And Christina?
Yes.
Actually, I thought the public comment is actually part of the whole meeting, but it is part of the town hall.
The first part, the first paragraph of the meeting board.
Okay. So
could I be recognized, please?
She would strike out the first part of item four and maintain the public comments, right?
Correct.
Thank you.
Okay.
Move the public comment to the normal time that it normally is during the regular things. Otherwise, the public.
No, you're complicating your motion a lot.
Okay.
Here.
Okay.
Point of information.
Yes. James.
Point of information.
Yes.
Are we going to allow Elizabeth to motivate? Since
you
wanted her just to make the motion first, and then you put off her being able to motivate.
Yes, go ahead.
The motion is to strike, to announce that.
The motion is to strike out the first paragraph of part of four on our agenda while maintaining the public comments portion in there.
Okay,
go ahead, Elizabeth.
I'm moving the public comment
no, not
to the original.
Striking out the paragraph.
you don't have that in there.
There's going to be, my motion is to suspend the reschedule this town hall for the next, LSB meeting. But leaving public comment within our agenda, within this meeting.
Right.
Not necessarily with this at that particular time though.
Okay. Is there any other
discussion? I'd prefer the time to be at the normal scheduled time of the public comment. Can I motivate this, please?
I thought you were doing that.
Okay. My motion is to suspend and reschedule the town hall, for the next meeting. The public comment period normally has been scheduled at a time where the LSB is, I believe it normally is scheduled at the end of the LSB meetings. And the public has begun to count on that time, and putting it at an uncertain time in the middle of a town hall would not be helpful at all to the listeners. Listeners have not been given notice, sufficient notice of this town hall. There doesn't appear to have been any carts announced of this town hall, and no information has been provided even to LSB members regarding the contents of this town hall or who is organizing the town hall. In fact, town halls are normally organized by community advisory committees, and I would urge the LSB to include all of the members of the community advisory committee who have been, who were nominated at the March 19th, but not included, including the ones who were not included at the March 19th because of the wrong voting method that was used at the March 19th, LSB meeting. We should have used the STV, standard transferable voting. It was not. And the PMB has already made a decision, and there was a 2020-10 decision made by the PMB, which states very clearly that the STV voting method should have been used, should be used for all CAP meetings. I can't hear you, Christina.
Okay, so we're voting on
Christina,
the motion.
Yes? Christina, I would like to speak to the motion.
Okay, go ahead. And I was asked with Darlene, because Fred is not here, usually does their timing for us. Would you be our timer? Is that, Darlene, would that be acceptable to you?
Are we doing, do you want me to do by person?
Yeah. Or,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And it's 2 minutes or what?
Yes.
Is
2 minutes.
Okay. Thank All right.
You. Go ahead, Carol.
Yes, I wanted to, let people know that when we set the agenda for our meetings for the year, the town hall was posted in the minutes as part of this July meeting. So that was, I believe, in January. It could have been December, but that is, this has been set as a town hall on the agenda. And the meeting as a town hall was posted on July 8th, 2022, as a town hall on kpftx.org. So, and I do notice that there are quite a few people attending the meeting right now. It looks like we have 45 participants who are expecting a town hall. So I move that we, vote no on this motion.
Okay, thank you. James, did you want to have your hand up for saying something else?
Yes, I'd like to say that I think if we're going to have a town hall, which really draws in the entire community, it's essential that carts be run and be run for several weeks before the town hall. Otherwise, it's just some insider group that's going to know about this. Most people don't even know about KPFTX and where to go to find the agenda and to go then down through the agenda and find that says town hall, I think is something that we really shouldn't expect our listener members to do. What we really want to do is have them, the listeners who are listening, to hear these carts, to know this is happening. And that way we attract a large number of people who can give us the kind of input that we need. And that, and second part is that if it is the case that cabs are the ones who were supposed to set up the town hall and there wasn't a cab at the beginning of the year, I don't understand how this thing could be set up in January because there was no cab in January. So it just seems like the whole thing was kind of put together at the last minute and not organized or motivated. And we should really do a bang up job announcing this so we can get a large turnout and increase our listener membership input.
Thank you. Carol, would you,
I had my hand up. I just wanted to comment that there is nothing in any of the bylaws or anything about the community advisory board's relation to town halls.
Yeah, I've never heard that before either.
So thank you.
I don't know where it's not in there. So we're going to proceed with the vote. Okay. Carol, would you take roll call vote? And I want you to know Chris Corey has let us know he's here.
Okay, Chris Corey is present.
Can I do a point of information too?
Go ahead.
Janine Etter just sent a message that her mom is in the hospital and she would ask for an excused absence. She couldn't send it in. So she's there now, she says.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. I hope it goes okay. Thank you for letting us know, Frank.
Yeah, she said she'll be taking some time off KPFA for what's going
on.
If there's no objection, the excuse is granted. Is there any objection to granting Janine's excused absence? Adisa, are you objecting?
Okay.
No, I'm not objecting. I had my hand up.
Okay. Did you want to make a comment, Adisa?
On the motion to strike out.
This is on the motion to strike out the town hall part.
Yeah, I was asking for to have the motion read so that I could hear it again as well as my colleagues. Thank you.
Strike out the first part of it.
It's to strike out the first part of the town hall, striking out the town hall portion while retaining public comments portion. So we'd be postponing the town hall. It would not be take place today.
And so it would, I'm sorry, would it be taking place at our next meeting?
That was the proposal.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Now we're voting on the amendment to the agenda. So Carol, would you take roll call, please?
Yes. And I'm not seeing that amendment in the chat.
There is an amendment.
It's motion to suspend and
to suspend and reschedule town hall meeting until next LSB meeting. Public comment should go at the end of the LSB meeting where it normally is. That's the entire motion that you wrote.
Yeah, it does need to be written in the chat so we have a record.
It's in there.
Okay. Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes, Carol.
There is a person who has written who is not an LSB member who has written in the chat. I want to just reiterate, we do have an agreement about that. And this is a warning that if people are writing in the chat who are not LSB members, they
will be removed.
Yeah. Thank you.
From the meeting. So please refrain from writing in our chat unless you're actually an LSB member. This is only for LSB members, our chat. Okay. Would you go ahead and take roll call, please, Carol?
Thank you. Adisa Armand.
Yes.
Aki Tanaka.
No.
Adisa said yes. Aki said no. Andrea Turner.
No.
Andrea, no. Brian Crowell.
No.
Brian, no. Carol Wolfley, no. Catherine Tatakin.
No.
Catherine, no. Chris Corey?
No.
Chris Corey, no. Christina Huggins?
No.
Christina, no. Daniel Borgstrom?
Daniel votes yes.
Daniel, yes. Kai, are you tracking also with me?
I haven't been yet. I'm trying to manage some other stuff, but I can.
I am.
That's okay. I'm going to do this one and then maybe the next one you can.
Okay.
Darlene Pagano. Darlene Pagano.
Yes.
Donald Goldmacher.
No.
Donald, no, I'm recognizing that Donald is in the meeting.
Thank you.
Frank Sterling.
I vote yes.
Fred Dodsworth.
No.
Well, there you
Fred,
are.
No, and I'm recognizing that Fred is in the meeting. Elizabeth Milos.
Yes.
Elizabeth, yes. James McFadden.
Yes.
James, yes. Janine is not here. Leslie Howard.
I vote no.
Leslie, no. Lily Kimura.
No.
Lily, no. Mark Van Landuit. Zach Caldevere.
No.
Zach, no. Philip Maldari.
No.
Philip, no. Sherry Gendelman.
No.
Jerry, no. Tom Voorhees.
Tom votes yes.
Tom votes yes. I am seeing 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7 yes.
And 14 no.
And 14 no.
So the amendment fails. Now,
can I make my motion now for the that I asked about before?
Is it
I believe we are point of order, Madam.
Typed it into the chat. The move that to move the executive
point of order
to the end of the meeting, and that the PNB members not be excluded, since the LSB is a committee of the PNB who should have access to all LSB meetings. What's the motion?
What's your motion?
Point the of motion order, is Madam to move Chair.
The executive session.
State your point of order, please, Carol. State your point of order.
We are over time, and we need to go into the town hall now.
We'll have to delay.
We're not done
we'll
with
have
the,
to delay the amendment.
So we're not done with the approval of the agenda.
You do not get to speak out unless you are recognized by the chair. You will be muted if you continue to do that, Elizabeth.
Okay.
Thank you. The town hall meeting is happening now then. So we'll move along because we're on time into the town hall meeting.
Thank you.
So did you have a presentation, Carol?
Tim Lynch is here to read a report. Thank you.
Okay.
Tim? Point of information.
State your point.
State your point.
How can a town hall have a time certain when there hasn't been an agenda approval yet? There has to be an agenda approval before you can start a town hall.
Shall we proceed with it?
Shall we proceed with the town hall? Those who are in favor, take a vote.
Yeah, take a vote.
Well, we'll take a vote on who wants to proceed with the town hall.
Point of order.
What's your point of order?
My point of order is that there was a motion on the floor regarding the approval of the agenda. And so that needs to be
attended
to before that. That was the motion that was placed before this motion. That's the point of order.
That is interrupted. You will stop speaking out. Thank you.
I was recognizing
all those who are in favor of proceeding with the town hall. We'll take a raising of a roll call vote again. Okay, Carol, we'll have another roll call vote on the town hall.
Is this an alternate motion to my motion? I'm just confused. I have a motion on the floor.
The motion has been interrupted because we're part of the town hall. So we're going to proceed with the roll call vote. If those who want to go forward with the town hall, please let us know if you want to go forward. You could raise your hands and we can take a raising of hands.
I can do a roll call.
Okay, go ahead.
Adisa Armand. I'll come back. Aki Tanaka.
Yes, I'm going forward.
Aki, yes. Adisa, I think I heard a no. Is that right?
I'm sorry, no. you heard a no.
Adisa, no. Aki, yes. Andrea Turner.
Yes, we're going forward.
Thank you.
Until we get this all cleared. Yeah.
Ryan Crowell.
Abstain.
Ryan abstain. Carol Wolf-Lee, yes. Catherine Tuptalkin.
Yes.
Catherine, yes. Chris Corey.
Yes.
Chris, yes. Christina Huggins.
Yes.
Christina, yes. Daniel Borgstrom.
Daniel, no.
Daniel, no. Darlene Pagano.
No.
Darlene, no. Donald Goldmacher?
Yes.
Donald Diaz, Frank Sterling?
Can I just be clear? Are we voting on James's motion or to go ahead with the town hall?
To go ahead with the town hall.
Oh, no.
Fred Dodsworth?
Yes.
Fred, yes. Elizabeth Milos?
No.
Elizabeth, no. James McFadden?
No.
James, no. Leslie Howard?
Yes.
Leslie, yes. Lily Kimura?
Yes.
Yes. Zach Caldvier?
Yes.
Zach, yes. Philip Maldari?
Yes.
Philip, yes. Sherry Gendelman?
Yes.
Sherry, yes. Tom Voorhees?
Tom votes no.
Tom votes no. One.
I have 13 yes and 7 no. The town hall proceeds.
Thank you. So I wanted to invite Tim Lynch to go ahead and begin.
I am Tim Lynch, and I will be presenting the general manager's report for Quincy McCoy today. KPFA's programming. Berkeley's KPFA remains a multicultural treasure that produces some of the finest arts and music programming in the country. At the same time, KPFA has become an essential source of news programming in California and nationally. The station's morning news show, Upfront, is a sharp and smart digest of local, national, and international news, so says the Nation magazine. KPFA's marvelous mix of progressive culture, news, arts, and music is the beating heart of our mission. With over 100 years of combined programming experience, along with our daily lineup and on-air talent who connect with our listeners, these are the key reasons for KPFA's longevity as America's first listener-supported radio station. KPFA not only survived during the pandemic, but we also innovated and performed under pressure. We gave our best to our loyal community, guided by our mission to be of service. How do you keep a community radio station broadcasting during a pandemic? You show the listeners what KPFA can do for the community in a crisis by acting as a hub of intelligence and connection. Listeners support institutions that are helping their community through a crisis. An essential part of KPFA's mission is to bring news, resources, and cultural connection to our audience. KPFA has expanded its avenues of communication with our listeners through our website, social media, email, and digital premiums and events. While we still broadcast on at 94.1 FM, KPFA has extended its programming reach with their podcasting network, Area 941, which provides them the opportunity to break free of the rigid radio grid and create a larger playing field of programs to keep pace with our culture's growing diversity, vibrancy, and interests. KPFA is committed to the fundamental goal of expanding listenership. Tapping into younger audiences, 20 to 45-year-olds, is a priority. The plan is to continue increasing our understanding of what younger generations want to know about politics, music, and health issues through feedback and outreach, and to add more programming that speaks to these issues while still maintaining a balanced intergenerational audience. Why is KPFA crucial right now? Because we all want clean air, body autonomy, and safe places to live without the fear of gun violence. KPFA represents the community who wants a peaceful, sane, and thriving planet Earth and is willing to present programming that fights for these values. Here's what a few listeners have to say about KPFA's programming. KPFA offers consistent, in-depth analysis so we can truly understand what's going on in our communities and the world. KPFA offers voices of grassroots organizers and cultural workers that we don't hear anywhere else. Lisa in San Francisco. Facts I find here with food for thought attached. Priceless. Scott in Walnut Creek. Thank you for being there. I will also be getting a matching employer grant, so the real donation will be $200. Annette in Boulder Creek. grateful for the intelligent, insightful journalism. Thank you for a radio station that really does serve the community. Others give lip service. KPFA is for real. Janice, Berkeley. KPFA is a blessing to our community. I have been a loyal listener for 25 plus years. Love the Herbal Highway, plus the music programs. Paolo, Mill Valley. KPFA is an invaluable resource that I have been literally transformed by. Cody and Alameda. Best news on the air. Ignacio, Oakland. I listen to KPFA daily as my only trusted radio station for meaningful information and is my professor to understanding national and world politics. I tune in almost all day long during the week, from morning and through the end of the 6 o'clock news, either in my home or in my car. Jane in San Francisco. KPFA Music. This setting offers us the opportunity to remind everyone that a major part of KPFA's mission is presenting a creative world of alternative music. We challenge anyone to find a radio station in the Bay Area, or California for that matter, that offers such an eclectic menu of musical environments. From Americana to world music, hip-hop and classical, to a wide spectrum of blues, gospel, rock and roll, R&B, and jazz. KPFA is not afraid to play music that breaks the rules, music with revolutionary ideals. At KPFA, our on-air music personalities, many encyclopedic in their genres, create a dialogue between our listeners, and done well, the music enhances the relationship between them. What KPFA has in common with jazz is we don't believe in formulas. The music and the mission we have collaborate cause, then the mission have a collaborate cause. A belief and freedom that folks can feel. Two art forms that strive to inspire on a cultural level, sparking new thinking while swinging. Music specials. As you know, our yearly Grateful Dead Marathon, a 16-hour event, brings in between $30,000 to $50,000 annually. It is an essential part of the station's budget and always helps to kickstart the KPFA's winter fund drive. A new addition, Black History in Words and Music, a new addition to KPFA's yearly lineup of music specials debuted this year during Black History Month. This two-hour program showcases Black music, poetry, and voices, and tells the story of enslaved people from Africa landing on America's shores and Black folks' continued struggle for civil, social, and economic rights. It is a musical example of how Black America speaks truth to power. KPFA Performance Studio. KPFA has begun reviving its live music performances from our performance studio space. Obviously, the pandemic slowed the station's ability to have musicians play live on the air, which is a major part of their plan to keep KPFA's music agenda unique. KPFA has a newly installed control board and they're training staff on this equipment to have more folks trained in this very specific art form to produce the best quality possible for their broadcasts. KPFA is also experimenting with trial runs of live streaming on various social media platforms. And that is Quincy's report to the listener.
Thank you very much, Tim.
Donald Goldmacher is next, making a report on Pacifica finances.
Thank you. Go ahead, Donald. Donald?
One moment, please. Sorry.
Oh, sure.
Well, let me begin by saying that Pacifica has acknowledged publicly at this point that it is in serious financial difficulties. Specifically, three out of its five radio stations are running in the red each day and have no concrete strategic plan of how to exit from this fiscal emergency that each of them are in, thus creating a network-wide fiscal emergency. So the board, the last time I was on it, was trying to scramble and figure out how they're going to make payroll at three of the stations. And as the executive director and the CFO indicated at the last board meeting I was at, that each day is a challenge to try to make payroll at these three locations. And there is no clear direction about how the network will get out of this emergency. And in my humble opinion, I think that the board is incapable of making those decisions. As a consequence of the executive director, Stephanie Wells, has indicated that Pacifica has a choice to make. It can either start selling off assets, go into receivership, elect to go into bankruptcy, and I'm getting a fourth option. I'm sure my fellow PNB members will remind us what that fourth option is. As most of you know on this board, people elected to the National Board of Directors have very little financial knowledge, very little program knowledge, and very little knowledge of how to run a nonprofit corporation. As a consequence of that ongoing reality at Pacifica, the people on the current board of directors really need to figure out how to get out of this. I'm not going to predict what's going to happen there, but let me remind everybody on this LSB, especially those who like to be critical of conversation, that KPFA is right now keeping this network alive because it is the only one who consistently pays its central service fees, which for KPFA is over $600,000 a year. I don't have the exact number in front of me.
We're getting some kind of a interference here, Donald, with you. It's like the mic is being brushed or something.
Okay.
Thank you. Please proceed.
So let me repeat that last point, that KPFA is the only station in the network that is paying central services fees and thus keeping Pacifica alive. No other station is current with their central services fees, and three of them are actually incapable of making payments, as I indicated earlier. So the future of this network is in peril, despite all the happy talk you may hear from some individuals. That is my report.
Thank you, Donald. And do we have another report, Carol, from the governance?
Christina, I wondered if there were any questions for Donald.
Okay, we're going to take them as we go then.
Okay. Yeah, from participants as well as board members. And we can take about three questions.
Okay. Is Kai on here? Or...
I can call it out. Elizabeth has her hand up. Philip.
Thank you.
Jim Dingman, maybe.
Okay. Elizabeth, you have a question?
Yes. I assume you might have been present at the audit committee meeting that I'm a member of, whereby he was asked regarding the delays that KPFA he was asked precisely what was this. George from NEDA was asked, what station was the one who caused a 7-month delay in the audit? And he stated it was KPFA, reluctantly stated it was KPFA. I remember that he was also asked how the lawsuits were contributing to any financial problems, and he stated very clearly that it was costing the Pacifica financial as well as people resources, human resources, in terms of putting the time in to fight the lawsuits that Pacifica Safety Net is involved in. And there are some members of the LSB here who are also involved in Pacifica Safety Net, which are suing the Pacifica State Network. Also, he was asked, I'm asking if he was present at those meetings. And George from NEDA was also asked about what the possible consequences could be for having a petition to deny WBAI its license that was presented to the FCC by a member of this LSB, and who was also another member who was also trying to obtain signatures for this petition, what kind of consequences we could face. because it was supposedly $50 million in assets, and the George from NEDA stated that it could be considered a going concern, which would place the Pacifica network at risk in terms of its funders and lenders. So I'm wondering,
I'm
present during that.
Your time is up.
Donald,
did you want to respond?
Yeah, I'll just respond to one part of what the LSB member raised here. And that is Pacifica an ongoing concern, an ongoing organization? Well, in all the previous audits, it was clearly stated that Pacifica's ability to survive is seriously in question. So every single audit for the last 5 years has stated that quite clearly. And there were a couple of different audit firms involved in those conclusions. So that's not new. I expect that the current audit, which is still attempting to be completed, and despite what the LSB member just stated, KPFA is not at fault, as George Walter wrote to both me and to the business manager of KPFA recently, when I raised that very issue about him making that statement, or making some statement to the effect that KPFA was involved in a delay. But what he wrote was clearly that KPFA is not the major cause of the delays in getting these audits in on time. Rather, it's the other stations that are at fault. So that's my response to that question, set of questions.
Thank you. And Philip?
Yeah, you mentioned that KPFA is the only station making its central services payments. I want to know how much the central service payments are on a monthly basis, and is that the sum total of money that KPFA is contributing to the foundation, or is there a lot of other money beyond the central service fee that is coming out of the KPFA budget?
Donald?
Well, if you divide the figure of 600,000 by 12, that makes it about 50,000 a month that KPFA is throwing into the central services hopper. I'm sorry, Philip, what was your second question?
Is that the sum total of what is going to...
No.
How much other money is going into the foundation beyond the $50,000 a month?
Well, for example, as some of you know, who have been on this board more than one term, or 1 year, actually, Pacifica, in its infinite wisdom, changed its name some years back, and then changed it back, which caused the California Board of Equalization, or the Secretary of State of California, to say, which is it, and we're not, and then they had to change their name again. And so as a consequence, our business manager kept the monies that we would be paying in property taxes to the Alameda County Assessor in reserve because of that snafu. That's gone on for about 5 or 6 years. And in the last year, Pacifica finally began to address it. And it began to address it by hiring a law firm that has taken money directly from KPFA to pay almost $100,000 to them to mess up the application to get this correct. So that's one example of how KPFA is paying more money into Pacifica other than its central services. It's also been tapped for other issues, and I don't have that exact figure in front of me. I think Maria, our business manager, would have to give you those numbers, or perhaps somebody on the LSB knows those numbers, like our treasurer.
Okay, thank you very much, Donald. Bella DeSoto.
Yes, thank you very much for this effort. I disagree with Donald. I'm also on the audit committee, and I concur and support Elizabeth Milo's representation, whereas I feel Donald's is not. And also the numbers he gave regarding the monthly payables. I am a full charge bookkeeper to the national office. However, I do agree every station is in a different situation, and that three out of the five have been in considerable arrears. My main question to educate the public and other members here is, why is it that KPFA, that boasts itself as a savior of Pacifica, and I will not go into the lawsuits it has caused, this foundation, so many losses. Why is it that KPFA does not have a functional, active finance committee so that each LSB member is kept abreast of what goes on with the finances at KPFA? And I can answer the whys, but that would have to be in closed session, wouldn't it? I am from KPFK, LSB member, elected twice, and I thank you. And you actually ignored two motions that were presented earlier. You conflict, and you...
If you have a question, then you can ask a question, but you're...
I already presented my questions.
Okay.
Fine.
Let me answer. As far
as you, as the chair,
has weighed in on that. Okay. Go ahead, Don. You want
to
answer?
I'm happy to answer, Ms. DeSoto. Since you're from a station in Los Angeles that is now bleeding the most money in the network, how is your finance committee at that station function? And how did it prevent this disaster at KPFK? I would remind you that, again, here at KPFA, we continue to run in the black. We have a staunch membership that supports the station because we have programming that people want to listen to. We have not dismantled that programming nor undermined management at all, except for a couple of people who keep attempting to do so. So that is my response to your concern about the finance committee of KPFA. I would urge you to get your house in order first before you start throwing rocks at us. Thank you.
Thank you, Donald. Jim Dingman. Jim?
Thank you, Donald. It's always hear your comments about things.
I didn't hear you, Jim. What'd you say?
I said it's all, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. It's always useful to hear your perspective. And I just wanted to correct a few comments you made. One, all the stations have been making paywall, recently, and we all know it's precarious. Two, WPFW is also contributing to central services. And three, the question is, how is a network we can get beyond these problems right now? You know, that's my focus. I don't want to sit there and, pillory, people in Berkeley or Los Angeles or Houston or Washington, D.C. area or New York, et cetera. I want to figure out how we can get beyond these problems. And I have to say that the issue of threatening the license in New York, I mean, that is a license worth $45 to $50 million as the assets of all the stations combined. And so I have to say that that's something I do disagree with folks in the Bay Area about. But what do you propose as a solution, solutions to this present situation? What are your prescriptions for what we should do now?
Thank you.
You really want to hear him, Jim?
He asked you, Donald. Please answer.
All right. Let's start. Number one, you need to change the governance structure of Pacifica straight on. You need to reform the bylaws so that we have a competent board of directors of a nonprofit corporation instead of the disaster we have now. You have terms on the board of directors that allow people to get up to speed and become competent members of the board, of that board. That takes time. It doesn't happen in 1 year. It takes several years to get up to speed. Jim, as you well know. Number two, the programming needs to be critically examined at each and every station. As I believe Stephanie Wells, the executive director, just suggested, and I think, Jim, that you were involved in that thrust as well. And that programs that don't have a listenership have to be taken off the air ASAP at every station where there is a problem in having sufficient funding from the membership, because you've lost your memberships. And so every station that is currently running in the red has to re-engage with a new audience as well as its older audience and have programming on the air that people want to listen to. And people have voted with their feet and their checkbooks to abandon those stations that have programming that is no longer listenable to. Number three, I would say that if people were honest and serious, they would come to an understanding about not attacking one another, either in board meetings or across the network. Those are for starters. I could spend a lot more time talking about it. Of course, we need to go into the 21st century at those stations as well, meaning they need to be digitized, they need to be YouTubed, and they need to have people on the air who people really want to listen to.
Thank you, Donald. Sherry Gendelman had her hand up. Sherry?
Christina, point of order. We need to go on to the next topic after this speaker, please.
Okay.
Okay.
Sherry Gendelman?
Yeah. I want to address a few comments. Thank Donald for his very dire report about the Pacifica finances. The New York station is not worth $45 million, but it is worth in excess of $20 million. The petition, the reason that Pacifica lost CPB funding, which was valued at millions and millions of dollars, is because of programming at WBAI, because the Pacifica management failed to comply with the requests of CPB, and because of the mismanagement of the network in relationship to government oversight or government funding. That is why Pacifica lost millions and millions of dollars. The petition at the FCC to prevent further violations in New York, no one on this board or the board in general seemed to care about the repeated violations of FCC regulations for violating payola standards, for selling snake oil cures for very serious illnesses, all of which violated FCC regulations. But no one seemed to care about that, or about the fact that WBAI, which is in the largest media market in the country, has virtually no listeners. So it seems to me to be the fashion to blame KPFA and those of us who are doing everything in our power to force the Pacifica Foundation to act responsibly towards this five network treasure. And I think that the situation now is at such a crisis because of the mismanagement, because of the national office took out a loan with no plan to repay it other than to sell off the assets of this foundation, is shocking to me. And so is the lack of information on the part of people who are commenting on the financial crisis. I'm done.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your presentation, Donald. We're going to move on to the next presentation.
So. Point of order, Christina.
Yes.
There is another person, and that we did ask people who are not on the LSP not to write in the chat. And there is another person, and I'm requesting that that person be removed.
Okay. Would you please remove that person, Kai?
Point of order as well.
Point of order is well taken. Kai, would you please remove who Carol's referencing? And we're going to move on to our next subject. And go ahead, Carol.
The next subject is programming with Fred Dodsworth.
Hi, I'm on the programming committee, and I can tell you that one of the things that we're talking about is trying to work collaboratively. Unfortunately, as so far as I'm able to ascertain from the committee, that is not being done with a sense of professionalism, or that the programming coordination would be a professional position. It would be volunteer run. As a lifetime journalist, as an editor, as a publisher, I can tell you, I feel very supportive of that maneuver. These are jobs that require skills that volunteers typically don't have, especially when you're trying to coordinate across five different markets. And so I'm frankly a little disappointed by the programming committee. Additionally, the programming committee is offering prescriptions.